So let's say in that situation, what are the kinds of chemotherapy you might consider for a woman who's in there around age 70?
Well, I think the chemotherapy you would consider would be CMF in node negative patients. Adriamycin cyclophosphamide is another standard regimen that's used. I think one of the presentations at ASCO this year actually gave some insight into the cardiac toxicity, where it looked like patients at least over age 65, their rate of heart failure may have been 5% higher than patients who received non-anthracycline chemotherapy, so that the risk seemed greater than at least I had previously thought.
Yeah, that was kind of an important study that just came out at the ASCO meeting. That was the one from MD Anderson.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I guess they, I don't know whether I've seen this before, they looked at the risk of cardiac problems with adriamycin based on age.
Right.
And I guess they saw more with older women and more with women with like hypertension,
right,
and those kinds of things.
Hypertension, diabetes, you know, cardiac risk factors also predispose them for cardiac toxicity from anthracyclines. What they used were the SEER database to look at these patients who were followed relatively long term. You know, one thing we've never known is what's the risk of getting heart failure if you don't get the chemotherapy. And that was one value of this. And of course, patients, as they get older in their 70s and 80s, a large portion of them develop heart failure without chemotherapy. But more of them develop heart failure if they get anthracycline-based chemotherapy. And I think, at least for me, that was a bit of an eye-opener. And I thought a very important paper was well done. So that I think we do need to think about this when we make recommendations to patients. Other regimens that have been used are Taxotere cyclophosphamide, which was compared to Adriamycin cyclophosphamide and appeared to be superior in a U.S. Oncology Group study. There was not a survival advantage, but improvement in relapse-free survival that was pretty substantial. So I think that is a possibility in some patients as well.
Do you see things moving in the future more towards these type of genomic type analyses of tumors to try to, you know, give more insight into how to treat these patients?
Absolutely. We know that we're over-treating the majority of patients to benefit a few. And if we can have better insights into who those few are so that we can direct treatment at those few, we will have just as good an outcome and much less risk of toxicity. So I do think that's where we'll be going. I'm optimistic that in the future we will be able to pick specific treatments for specific patients based on genomic profiles or some other technology that looks at tumor characteristics. And perhaps patient characteristics too. Patients differ in how they metabolize drugs and so on. I think that will be very important.